The Sydney Sixers had a win by 6 wickets last night in the BBL at the big game at the SCG against the Renegades. Matt Short was part of the Renegades team. He's on the line right now. G'day, Matt.
G'day, how are you going?
Going well. It was a tight one last night and a confusing end to the game.
Yeah, it was. We always knew it was going to be a pretty close game against the Sixers. They're a quality team. And yeah, it got down the last over and unfortunately, we couldn't get the win.
Seemed to be a bit of confusion at the end there with the no ball and how many they needed off that that last couple of balls. No one seemed to quite know what was going on, but the umpires sorted it out eventually.
Yeah, it was pretty strange in the end. Obviously, with the no ball, it sort of creates a bit of confusion and the free hit and everything. I think the umps thought the free hit went for 6 and they signalled a 6, but the game was over anyway because they passed the score. So, yeah, in the end, you know, the umps sorted out and yeah, we went down. So.
Matt, how heavy was that rain in the end?
It was pretty heavy in the end. It pretty much was pretty light for most of their batting innings. I reckon the last sort of half an hour or 20 minutes, half an hour was pretty heavy.
Was there any sort of talk out in the ground between the umps and Finchie and anyone about the fact that you might actually go off?
I think so. Now, once there's a bit of rain around, there's always a few conversations between captains and umps. But I think the Sixers were ahead of the Duckworth-Lewis anyway, so Finchie didn't mind if we stayed on.
It was almost that thing when that last over, when James Pattinson was getting ready to bowl, you were thinking, any minute now, you go off and it's going to be such a sort of anticlimactic end to what's been a reasonably entertaining match to watch.
Yeah, it would have been a poor finish, especially for the big crowd that turned up. I don't think anyone there would have wanted, you know, all the players just to walk off with the rain. But, yeah, it was a pretty exciting finish in the end.
Now, was that your first appearance for the Renegades this year?
Yeah, it is. Yep. First game of the season.
So tell us what it's like being around the squad when you've, you know, last night was the 5th game they played this year. So the first 4 games you haven't got a run. What's your role? What do you do? And how do you sort of bide your time?
Well, I've been in the squad for the whole time. So I've been around, you know, training and everything with them. And I've been 12th man, I think, for every game this year. So, you know, getting all the drinks sorted and looking after the boys on game days is my role, you know, when I'm not in the final 11. So, you know, I still love being in the squad, even though I'm not playing. It's awesome to be around the group.
Oh, I would have thought being around some of the calibre of players that are in that team, you know, Cameron White and Finch and Hogg and all those people, that would be a sensational experience for you.
Yeah, for sure. You know, someone at my age, at 21, sort of coming through the ranks. I think to be around such an experienced squad with, you know, the guys that you just mentioned, yeah, it's been awesome, and I'm sort of looking forward to the rest of the season.
I mean, you must feel like a sponge in the corner of the room, sort of soaking up all the different things you see from, and not just, you know, you've got Australian players in there, and you've got now a Sri Lankan player, and you had West Indians in there. You've had all sorts of different ways that people go about preparing themselves for a game.
Yeah, definitely. I think that's one of the best things about the Big Bash and just in cricket in general. You know, you get to meet so many different guys with, you know, different experiences, you know, in all parts of the world. So, yeah, I've really enjoyed this season so far and learning off all the guys in the squad.
Matt Short from the Renegades is with us. How much banter and chatter is there going on those benches? We sort of see the cameras go on there every now and again. Everyone seems to be having a great time watching the games. Is there a lot of chat goes on there, obviously?
Yeah, there's plenty of chat. You know, it's a pretty fun time, you know, around the Big Bash. And you know, as serious as the games get, there's always a bit of banter and a few laughs going around. So, yeah, we always try and keep it fun.
Though I would have thought last night, the way his demeanour as he walked off the ground at the end of the game, that you wouldn't have been cracking too many jokes with Aaron Finch at the end of the game last night.
Nah, not at all. He's a good character, though, Finch. He knows when to be serious on the field, and then, you know, he's pretty calm and relaxed, you know, on and off the field as well. So, he's a really nice guy, and a really good leader to have around.
Oh, no, he's fantastic, no doubt about that. But, geez, he did look filthy last night when he was walking off, I must say.
Yeah, I think a lot of boys were pretty disappointed in the finish. I guess that's cricket. You're always disappointed after a loss. And, yeah, we'll just look forward to the next game on Thursday night against the Hurricanes.
Because the ramifications, obviously, of losing last night means that you would have jumped into fourth spot, maybe even jumped up to third spot last night if you'd got that one. And you've had a couple of games this campaign, one where famously Finchie bowled the last over, where you've gone right down to literally the last ball of the game.
Yeah, I think that's that just shows how even the competition is. Sorry, and I think T20 cricket, you always get those pretty close games, and yeah, unfortunately for us, we've had a couple of tight losses. So hopefully we can turn that around, you know, in the next three games.
How much T20 have you played outside of the BBL, Matt, to get you sort of in shape for this three year club cricket at Northcote?
Yes, I played four T20s at Northcote over a couple of weeks, so I think that helped a lot of the guys going to the Big Bash, and yeah, prepared me well, I think.
And in terms of your role, I mean, we only saw you fleetingly last night to get a bit of a bat and a bit of a bowl. Are you a genuine all-rounder, or are you batting all-rounder, or where do you sit?
I like to say I'm a genuine all-rounder. You know, whether it's coming in at the end like I did last night and try and play my role there, or whether Finchie chucks me the ball, you know, I always want to be ready to take on whatever role comes up, and even in the field, play my part in the field, which is pretty important as well.
Oh, the fielding part of it, I reckon, has been maybe the most critical part of the entire competition this year.
Yeah, I think, you know, I reckon a lot of teams say that the best fielding side will win the game, so you know, you can save a lot of runs out there and take some catches as well. So, yeah, fielding is really, really important.
You mentioned there's all important games from now on. You've got three to go. You start on Thursday night at Etihad against the Hurricanes. Had a couple little blimps of lately, so they'll be keen. They're a very good batting lineup on their night as well.
Yeah, definitely. I think a lot of teams have their strengths and weaknesses, and I'm sure it'll be another good game. One that's going to be important for us to win.
And Pereira obviously will be a little more settled than he was. So I think he only flew in on the weekend, and then he's just had the one game under his belt. So probably a little more settled than he was for last night's.
Yeah, definitely. He's fitted in pretty well for the short time he's been here, and yeah, I'm sure the boys are keen to get him out there again and help him, settle in as well. And yeah, I'm sure he'll be great for us coming into the finals in the next three games.
And what's your cricket program now? Obviously, the last three games are the Big Bash, and then hopefully some finals being played there, and then it's back to Northcote and maybe hopefully some Shield cricket?
Yeah, I think looking further ahead, yeah, that'll be the plan. Once the Big Bash is over, yeah, try and get some runs and wickets for Northcote, and yeah, and hopefully crack into the Shield side, which will be a pretty hard task, I reckon.
Matt, you mentioned you're a genuine all-rounder. You've opened the batting, though, for Australia at under-19 level. So where would you bat in the Shield team if you got a chance there, given at the moment that the top sort of batting, the opening batting of the Shield seems pretty settled?
Yeah, I think my role would be sort of coming in the middle order around, you know, 5, 6 or 7.
Yep.
But, yeah, the way the Vics are going this year is, you know, is awesome. You know, team's pretty settled, and yeah, it's going to be a hard team to crack into, I think. So,
yeah.
See what happens.
Yeah, no, it'd be a hard team to crack into. But you cracked into the Renegades team. That's good. Hopefully you'll be there Thursday night when they take on the Hurricanes at Etihad. Then you've got the Strikers in Adelaide, and you finish playing the Heat in Brisbane. So it's not going to be easy to make the finals.
No, definitely not. No game of cricket's easy, and I think we're all up for the challenge, and yeah, got a couple of games away to finish off, so that'll be pretty challenging. But yeah, one we're all looking forward to.
Well, good on you, Matt. Well done on getting into the Renegades team. Let's hope you stay there and play some finals with the boys in red.
Yeah, no worries. Thanks for having me.
Good on you, Matt Short there from the Melbourne Renegades joining us.